Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mom, I Wrote a Book About You by M. H. Clark is a personalized fill-in-the-blank gift book created as a keepsake for a mother. Rather than presenting a conventional narrative, it uses guided prompts to help the giver record memories, compliments, shared experiences, and expressions of appreciation. The format is playful but intentional, making the book easy to complete while still producing a highly personal result. It is part of the broader compendium line of interactive gift books and is closely related to the best-selling I Wrote a Book About You concept, adapted specifically for moms. Its purpose is not to teach a lesson in the traditional sense, but to help the user create a one-of-a-kind tribute that feels handwritten and emotionally specific. That combination of simplicity, personalization, and sentimental value is the central appeal of the book. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided gift book built around personal completion. The most distinctive feature of this book is that it is not meant to be read passively. It is designed to be completed by the giver, turning the reader into an active participant in the final creation. Each prompt functions as a cue for memory, praise, or reflection, and the unfinished format gives the book its meaning. This structure matters because it shifts the emotional weight away from the printed text and onto the personal choices of the person filling it out. The result is not a generic greeting card expanded into a book, but a customized artifact shaped by the relationship between child and mother. In practical terms, this guided approach lowers the barrier to making something heartfelt. Users do not need to invent a full letter or long message from scratch. Instead, the prompts provide enough structure to make the process manageable while still allowing the gift to feel individual and sincere. Secondly, short prompts that balance ease with emotional specificity, the book is built around fun, easy, and meaningful prompts, and that balance is central to its design. A fill-in-the-blank format can fail if it is too vague. But this title appears to target a middle ground, where the prompts are simple enough to finish quickly yet specific enough to trigger real memories. That is important because emotional gifts often depend on specificity rather than length. A brief note about a shared ritual, a family habit, or a remembered kindness can carry more weight than a polished but impersonal message. The under an hour completion estimate also changes how the book functions. It makes the project feel accessible for people who want to give something thoughtful without committing to a long craft process. The book, therefore, emphasizes ease of entry, but it does not reduce the final result to something superficial. Its strength lies in using short prompts to generate language that feels personal, immediate, and believable. Its prompts encourage the user to recall favorite moments, shared experiences, and qualities that are easy to overlook in everyday life. That makes the book more than a decorative object, because it captures a set of remembered details that might otherwise remain unrecorded. This archival function is especially important in family gifts, where the value often comes from preserving language that confirms love and gratitude. The book gives form to those sentiments in a way that can be revisited later, which is one reason such keepsake books tend to feel more durable than cards or casual notes. It also encourages the writer to think concretely about what makes the relationship distinctive. Instead of saying something general like a mother is appreciated, the format pushes towards specifics about character, habits, and shared history. That specificity gives the finished book lasting emotional and documentary value. Fourthly, a customizable alternative to conventional Mother's Day gifting. This title is positioned as a gift for Mother's Day, birthdays, or just because, and that flexibility is important to its appeal. Many gifts for mothers are purchased, chosen from a store shelf, and valued mainly for usefulness or sentiment in a broad sense. This book offers a different kind of value because it depends on personal labor and emotional reflection. The giver is not simply selecting an object for mom, but creating a record of their relationship with her. That changes the gift from a standard purchase into a personalized gesture. It also makes the book suitable for different kinds of family dynamics and ages. Since the prompts can be completed by children, adult children, or anyone who wants to express appreciation in a structured way, as a category, it sits between stationery, keepsake, and activity book. That hybrid identity is what allows it to function both as a meaningful present and as a manageable creative project, which broadens its relevance beyond a single holiday. Lastly, part of a broader series of relationship-centered keepsakes, Mom, I Wrote a Book About You belongs to a larger publishing approach associated with compendium and the I Wrote a Book About You concept. That background helps explain why the book feels polished as a gift format rather than experimental as a standalone idea. The series model relies on a repeatable structure, guided prompts, personalized completion, and a finished keepsake that rewards reflection. In this specific version, the content is tailored to mothers, which shows how adaptable the format is across relationships. The broader significance is that the book demonstrates a popular trend in gift publishing, where the finished object is less important than the process it enables. Readers and gift givers are invited to use language as the main material of the present. This makes the book stand out from books that are meant to be read for information or entertainment. Its real function is relational. It creates a finished item that carries the giver's voice, which is why it fits naturally into the market for emotional, personalized, and commemorative gifts. In conclusion, Mom, I wrote a book about you is best suited for people who want to give a mother a gift that feels personal without requiring advanced writing skill or a long creative commitment. It works well for children, adult children, and family members who want to express appreciation through specific memories and affectionate details. The book is especially useful for occasions such as Mother's Day and birthdays, but it also fits informal gifting because its value comes from the words added by the giver rather than from a seasonal occasion alone. What makes it stand out in the crowded category of sentimental gifts is its interactive format. Instead of buying a finished message, the giver builds one through guided prompts, which makes the final object more intimate and more memorable. Compared with ordinary cards or generic keepsakes, it offers a stronger sense of authorship and a more lasting record of the relationship. Its appeal lies in that combination of simplicity, structure, and emotional precision, which makes it both practical and personally meaningful. If you would like to support M.A.H. Clark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.